الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد. Honorable علماء الكرام, respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we are most fortunate that Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity that we have many, many senior people in our presence, in our midst, and especially Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatum Al-Aliya, who had been in Durban about less than a week ago, but with the fazl of Allah Ta'ala, he extended his stay, and Hazrat is present with us today again. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking the maximum benefit from being in the company of these great luminaries of the time. Our object of this gathering, this jalsa that we are commencing with now, is not just merely to listen to some bayans and to perhaps maybe see what's new or something that might be very entertaining, something that we can take back home and say some joke that we heard. Some of these things might come along by the way, but our object is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala has given us this instruction, the Quran Sharif, that fear Allah Ta'ala, or you who believe, fear Allah Ta'ala and be with those who are the sadiqeen, the truthful, those who have this ta'alluq with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And more than listening to words, we have come to be in the company of these Ahlullah. Being in their company, inshallah, we will imbibe something, provided we have the right intention, we keep our hearts open. So more than our ears listening, we should be listening with our hearts and having our hearts open so that what is in their hearts transfers to ours. So inshallah, we will commence the program. It will continue now, then after Maghrib and after Isha as well. We will start off with the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Qari Ahmad Desai Sahib will inshallah recite for us from the Quran Sharif.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون فويل الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الذين هم يراءون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس 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 من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم
ما شاء الله جزاكم الله خيرا جزاك قيسا for that recital to continue with the program Alhamdulillah we have with us Hazrat Maulana Haider Ali Dora Sahib Nahat Barakatuhum who is also the Khalifa of Hazrat Wala Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Ud Akhtar Sahib Nahat Barakatuhum and inshallah he will address us we call upon Maulana Haider Sahib
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي كفاني وآواني الحمد لله الذي كفانا وآوانا الحمد لله الذي أطعمني وسقاني الحمد لله الذي أطعمنا وسقانا الحمد لله الذي أنعم علي وأفضله الحمد لله الذي أنعم علينا وأفضله من قال هؤلاء الكلمات فقد حمد الله بجميع محامده وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected Ulama-i-Kiram Our illustrious Ustaz, Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum and the Muslimin and the sisters who are listening via the Bilal system Mention is made in At-Targhib wa Tarheeb that whoever praises Allah with these six words, all praise due to Allah who has sufficed for me, Alhamdulillah kafani wa awani and who has granted me protection, all praise to Allah who has fed me and given me to drink, which we always read, which we are doing all the time, eating and drinking, and Alhamdulillah An'ama alayya wa afdal, all praise due to Allah who has bestowed His favors upon us and He has granted us preference or He has granted us virtue. If we recite these six kalimat, then indeed a person has praised Allah tabarak wa ta'ala with all the words in the entire universe through which Almighty Allah can be praised. From this we learn a great lesson that at all times a person should be in a state of shukr and at the same time in a state of sabr. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ We have come here for this Mubarak gathering and Alhamdulillah they are senior ulama and Hazrat Wala is present in our midst. Through his barakah, Alhamdulillah, we have all gathered here and through our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, may Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Even while these Buzrugan-e-Deen and Awliya Allah are sick, The whole world is benefiting from them. إِنَّمَا تُرْحَمُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ Undoubtedly, you are being helped and assisted through the weak amongst you. And the sickness, illness a person goes through, the sabr he makes, Allahu Akbar, the raf'i darajat that a person acquires, you and I cannot fathom, because on the day of Qiyamah, when a person will be asked in front of Allah Ta'ala, what good did you do? A person will say, Ya Allah, I didn't do much good deeds. Allah Pak will say, go and see your sawab, it's kept for you there. He'll see mountains of sawab. He will ask, Ya Allah, where this came from? Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will say that on so and so occasion you became sick. Your sickness was a prolonged sickness. Or you got tired at the end of the day. The word tired is used in the hadith. Or a thorn pricked you. Subhanallah. Every day somebody gets cut in the kitchen, or the woman folk while cooking, while preparing the meals, etc. Any form of inconvenience, as the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi has made mention, that Allah Ta'ala looks for excuses to grant us. So my dear friends, the lesson we learn is that at all times we should make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And secondly, under all circumstances, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is rewarding a person. Ajaban li amril mu'min. It is most astonishing and unique as far as the status and condition of a believer is concerned. Under all circumstances, he is being rewarded by Allah. In asabatu hasanatun hamil Allah. If he praises Allah and goodness comes his way, then Almighty Allah rewards him. And if difficulty comes his way, then he makes sabr, then also Allah rewards him. So alhamdulillah, we have gathered here, number one, to learn ikhlas and sincerity, to learn shukr, to make tawbah istighfar, and to make niyat that Allah Ta'ala grants us total reformation. That is the purpose of us sitting here. We know the famous hadith of the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, where he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam and he posed questions, what is iman and what is ihsan and what is Islam? And the third question was, what is ihsan? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam replied, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُن تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. To worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah, and if you cannot imagine you are seeing Allah, then Allah is seeing you. We make near that Allah Ta'ala grant us all this condition. Somebody asked the Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi, in fact a very great alim, Sayyid Salman Allama Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Alayhi, asked Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Alayhi that I'm asking you a question, I'm going to Raipur, think about the answer and give me the answer when I come back. He said, what is your question? And he posed, what is Ikhlas all about? So he said, you don't have to wait for me to come, when you come back from Raipur, you can take the answer, finish now. He said, the question was tasawwuf, and he answered, the beginning of it is ikhlas, sincerity, and the ending of it is fana'iyat, where a person becomes fana for the pleasure of Allah. Annihilates himself in the cause of Allah. So my dear friends, this is the halat we all have to acquire, and at all times we have to check on our a'mal, what am I doing right, what am I doing wrong, is my namaz correct? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person performing salah and told him that قُمْ فَصَلِّ فَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تُصَلْ. Repeat your salah because you did not perform salah. And that person repeated the salah, and again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him the same thing, and the third time, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him how to perform the salah. And two important ingredients in salah which are common mistakes made is that when a person comes up from ruku, سَمِيَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ, then there should be a pause, and preferably a person should read the dua, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدُ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِيهِ, or رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ مِلَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمِلَ الْأَرْضِ وَمِلَ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا, that O Allah, praise belongs only to you, the entire universe filled with your praises, the entire earth filled with your praises, and the space in between the heavens and the earth filled with your praises. So this is a common mistake people make, that there is no gap between the ruku and the sajda. And the second mistake, which is common, is that when the person comes up from sajda and he goes into the second sajda, he doesn't pause. According to some riwayats, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to pause so long as the amount he used to spend in sajda. So if a person comes up from sajda and before he sits up straight, he goes down again, then that is undoubtedly makruh. He doesn't sit up straight. And the sunnat method is that a person comes up from sajda, he sits up straight and he reads the dua. There are seven duas, and very, very beautiful duas. We're not going to take much time, my dear friends. Allahumma khfirli, O Allah, forgive me, Warhamni, O Allah, have mercy on me. Warzuqni, O Allah, grant me sustenance. Wajburni, O Allah, solve my problems, all my conditions, amend my conditions, reform my situation. Overall, my condition of deen, dunya and the akhirat. Warhamni, wa'afini, have mercy on me. Warzuqni, wajburni. And some places, warfa'ni, elevate my, grant me honor and respect. And wahdini li salihil a'mal. O Allah, give me tawfiq to carry out good deeds. Nobody gives a person tawfiq to do good deeds besides you. And give me tawfiq to have good akhlaq. And nobody gives a person tawfiq to have good akhlaq besides you. So, recapping, this was not a bayan as such. These were just a few points of nasihat, sincerity, correction of our salah, correction of our intention. We have come to listen to the advices of our senior akabirin ulama who are present here, and Hazrat Wala, who has come all the way from Pakistan, notwithstanding all his heavy schedule, etc. We have come for that purpose. May Allah Ta'ala grant me, first of all, ikhlas and sincerity. And may Allah grant us all ikhlas and sincerity. And may Allah Ta'ala make it that we all become amongst the accepted ones and the maqbool servants of Almighty Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
Jazakumullah khairul jaza for that very comprehensive advice. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq of rectifying our intention and refreshing our intention as we go along, what we have come for. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all those great qualities as Mama has discussed and informed us about. Alhamdulillah, now we will have Hazrat Muhammad Rafiq Sahib Khatarwani, Daan Barakatuhum. Many of us are very familiar with him and with his melodious recitation of Naat Sharif. And Hazrat Maulana is also the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Ud Akhtar Sahib Daan Barakatum. Inshallah, he will recite some Naat Sharif.
When Hazrat Maulana Shah Bradul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, when ulama used to visit him, then he used to make the ulama kiram read Surah Fatiha and read surahs, and then he used to take out the mistakes of the ulama kiram. So some ulama, alhamdulillah, they had opportunity to learn tajweed. Some did not have possibly the opportunity to learn tajweed, etc. And then this used to create a lot of fikr among the ulama. So many, you used to find these ulama kiram and muftiyani kiram from different parts of Bangladesh, India, they used to come again specially to come and spend 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to come and learn tajweed in Hardoi, where Hazrat Wala is also the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the last Khalifa of Hazrat Hanji Rahmatullah Alayhi. So the lesson we learned here, respected brothers, is that if ulama-i-kiram can go and learn and polish up on a tajweed, then we as people of the general public, we should not feel shy to go and learn tajweed, etc.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Brothers, I have here Nazam Hazrat Wala Dawud Barakatuhum's Ash'ar Muhabbat Mein Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat. I haven't read this in front of anybody before. But alhamdulillah, through Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib's barakat, mashallah, in his presence. The other day I read one, I must have made a lot of mistakes. I'm not frightened for mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Now this one here, I'm reading this. There's another one that I'm going to be reading for the first time, inshallah. Make dua, Allah makes me read it well, inshallah. And so we read it with feelings and with the understanding of the meaning and the implications of the word, so that you also may understand and whatever is being said there and whatever message there is in there, may that come into our lives, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman.
Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Muhabbat mein kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. Zubaan khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai.
Bahut si martaba aisa hua hai ki hum Hazrat Wala Damar Barakatum ke samne hum jab baithe the, wahan bilkul khamosh, aur us waqt aisi kaifiyat hoti hai logon ki, pata nahi mujhe to bahut ehsaas hua, aisa lag raha hai ki jaise Hazrat Wala jo hai andar mein ro rahe hain aur puri tawajjuh hamari taraf hai. And when you leave from there, your heart is filled with iman.
محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. اگر چہرہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں, اگر چہرہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں, مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. سنہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ, سنہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ, کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں سنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے.
How's what a stupidity. We go behind the things of the world. Those things are not even worried about us. And we are worried about so much about when a person becomes ashik over somebody, how that person shows his, her or his, you know, independence. And we are dying before that person. This is what Hazrat Wala is saying.
Sina ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai are toba, ke aashiq rote rehte hain sanam khud sota rehta hai. خطاؤں کی اگر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی, تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے.
No matter how big a sinful person a person may be, like yesterday it was told to us, بس ایک موج آ گیا, یعنی توبہ کا موج اور اللہ تعالیٰ کی رحمت کا موج جب آ گیا توبہ کی وجہ سے, وہ سارے گناہ, all the gunas are forgiven, mashallah. No matter how big, how sinful a person may be, we must never look down upon such a person. He's just got to make one توبہ and اللہ تعالیٰ accepts his توبہ. تو اتائب من الذنب کم لا ذنب لہو.
گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر اے زاہد نادان.
حضرت فرماتے ہیں بس دو رکعت نماز پڑھ لی رات کو, تہجد کی, آپ انتظار کر رہے ہیں جبریل علیہ السلام کب آ گئے, سمجھ گئے نا؟ تو دو رکعت پڑھنے کے بعد ایسا نہیں سمجھنا کہ میں بہت نیک ہو گیا اب دوسرے لوگوں کی میں تحقیر کروں. After reading two rakats, I think I'm a very pious person now. We look for faults in people. That person is a drinker, that person is doing that, that person is doing that. We must not do that. This is what is being said.
Gunehgaron, that's why Hazrat said, Zahid-e-Nadan, Zahid. Gunehgaron ki mat tahqeer kar e Zahid-e-Nadan, کہ ان کی آہ زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
اس لیے how important it is to go and to become, to have ta'alluq with Allah wala, that is what Hazrat is saying now.
Bafeze murushide kamil jo darde dil hua hasil, Bafeze murushide kamil jo darde dil hua hasil, تو دل پر جلسہ قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے. جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب جا اختر, یہ جرم بجرم بجرم میں بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے, زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
جزاکم اللہ خیر الجزا. That was the beautiful recitation of those ash'ar, but it was a complete lesson. And just to highlight two aspects, two things that were given to us in this lesson was tawbah. Alhamdulillah, we are in this gathering where with the barakat of all the pious people present, our hearts also feel something. So let us take advantage of these feelings within us to turn to Allah Ta'ala and to sincerely repent, to make this firm resolution that now the dard and the pain in the heart of the Ahlullah, that we should also become the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. We will now try to acquire this. And the prescription that was also in there, that we have to link ourselves and attach ourselves to the Ahlullah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill this inshaAllah. Now alhamdulillah, we have with us Mufti Maulana Ali Bhai Lorgat Sahib Daan Barakatuhum, Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daan Barakatuhum, the principal of Azadville. Hazrat Maulana was also planning to be here, but he sent a email that he cannot come, and his words, if I'm quoting correctly, was that we are and we will be there with our soul, though we cannot be bodily present. And he made dua for the success of this gathering. Alhamdulillah, though we have many senior akabir that could not be present, we have their tawajjuhat, we have their attention. So this too is inshallah a means of us benefiting from them. But in his place we have, alhamdulillah, Maulana Ali Bhai Lorgat Sahib, who is the Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daan Barakatuhum. Inshallah, he'll give us some advice. Maulana is from Binoni, inshallah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadil ladhin safa amma ba'd. Qala Allah Ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana liman kana yarju Allah wal yawmil akhir. Friends and elders, I'm the most worthless to be standing here in front of you, but obeying the command, I'll try and say a few words and just be a postman to deliver to you words of advice that I've learned from my illustrious and most honorable Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzil Ali. Says that before giving any talk proper, always make muzakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And friends, in the ayat that I just recited before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us with emphasis upon emphasis, laqad, double emphasis, that for you in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way of life to follow, the most beautiful pattern. But there's a condition attached, liman kana yarju Allah wal yawm al akhir. That person, it is the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be appealing to that person whose focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he desires to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition that Allah be pleased with him. Like Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, at the time of his departure from this temporary abode, said that, "Oh Allah, I wish to meet you. I love to meet you. You also love to meet me." So that person whose focus will be akhirat, will be Allah, and the last day, the day of Qiyamah, that I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and render an account, for him, the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be most appealing. And my illustrious Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says, you have an engineering student, a person who wants to study engineering, and somehow or the other he enrolled in a medical school. Now at the medical school, they're talking important things. They're teaching the anatomy of the body, the heart, the lungs, the kidney, the arms, the legs, whatever the case, but it's not going to interest him. It's of no importance to him. It's of no relevance to him. He wants to learn about how to dig a foundation, how to put up a structure, what type of steel to use, what geometry and angles and this. And that is what is going to be of interest to him. So this is not going to be appealing to him. A person whose focus is not going to be akhirah, a person whose focus is not going to be the day of Qiyamah, then this will not be appealing to him. It will be appealing to that person whose focus is akhirah. That is why Sayyidina Huzaifatul Yaman radiallahu ta'ala, and sitting at the royal tablecloth in the company of noble people, what we would say, and when the morsel of food fell from his hand and he picked it up and cleaned it and ate it,
Then his companion sitting next to him nudged him and said, this is the royal court. Yeah, you don't do things like this. It is against the etiquette. Then not softly, but at the top of his voice, he said, أَأَتْرُكُ سُنَّةَ حَبِيبِي لِهَاُلَىٰي الْحُمَقَىٰ. That should I forsake and abandon the way of life of my very beloved and illustrious friend for these stupid people? Why? The focus was Akhirah. The focus was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The focus was the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this was appealing to him. My Shaykh gives another very beautiful example, and he says that it wasn't very, very long ago, not many years ago, when we bought rice. Then we bought it knowing very well that in it there are going to be pebbles, there are going to be twigs, there are going to be blades, a little bit of grass, etc. And we are going to buy it at the price of rice. But we were prepared to pay for it, and then we looked after that rice when we brought it home. We were prepared to pay the price of rice for stones and pebbles and grass. But when the women folk sat and they sifted it out, and they took it out, they said the stones and the pebbles and grass got separated from the rice. Now it was thrown outside. Now a person will tramp upon it. And now a dog will be passing. He will urinate upon it. Whatever. There will be no value. But as long as it stayed with the rice, it had value. We paid the price of rice for it and we looked after it. When we attached ourselves to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we had the value like those pebbles in the rice. But when we divorced ourselves from the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now we can see what is our condition around the world. We can see what is happening to us at every step, at every turn. So one sunnah, as my Shaykh says, that always make muzakara of one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the very, very great sunnah of salam. Salam is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we recite, is also salam. And we terminate our salah with salam. At the time of making that salam, do we even make niyah? That who are we making salam to? The kiram and katibin who are on our shoulders. When we are reading namaz individually, make niyat of them. When we are reading in congregation, then the muqtadis on our right side, on our left side, the imam, etc., the jinnat who are in the gathering, etc., we make salam to them. When we meet one another, then afshaw salama bainakum. Make salam a custom amongst you. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized that make salam to those who you know and those who you don't know. And as I said at the onset, then I'm addressing myself. My ears are closest to my mouth. Before my voice is reaching you, I'm hearing it myself. That we are in such an illustrious gathering, such an auspicious gathering. We know that each and every one here is a believer. We come on a day of the Jummah Salah, we're going out of the masjid. Each and everyone is a believer. Let me ask myself, and I'm asking myself, not pointing a finger to anybody, addressing myself, that I must take lesson, that who do I greet? Sahaba kiram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when they were walking together and anything had to come between them, they greeted one another again. When entering the house, teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to make salam loudly in an audible way that those who are in the house can hear it. And they should reply in that manner. This is one occasion where an optional act has preference over an obligatory act. A lifelong effort of optional ibadat cannot be equivalent to 2 rakats of fajr, faraz of fajr, because that is obligatory. But in salam, to make salam first, this is optional. And to reply is obligatory. But yet the optional act takes preference over the, it is more rewarding, more virtuous to make salam, to start the salam. Badir bis salam bari'um min al-kibr. The person who initiates the salam, our noble master, our beloved master, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that person who initiates the salam, he is free from pride. And pride is such a killer disease, that wallah, we can only rid ourselves of it if we go into the company of the spiritual doctors. Pride is such a disease that a person will give his wife 3 talaqs. And this happens because of pride. She's the subject, she's below him, she's got nowhere to turn to, and now he vents his anger. That anger is because of pride. That pride made that anger come into him, that anger made his veins blow up in the throat. You can see the frown on his face, and in that, now he's got to save his honor and dignity in society. These are gullible women, and then he will explain to her something and live his entire life in zina and in wrong. Why? Because of that anger, which was a result of pride. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that he who has got even equivalent to an atom of pride in his heart, he will not even enjoy the fragrance of Jannah. And the fragrance of Jannah emits from the doors and the gates of Jannah to a distance of 100 years of travel. And in some way, 500 years of travel. He will not even get the fragrance of Jannah. And Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us that guarantee that that person who will initiate the salam, he is free from the skilia disease. He is free from pride. He has humbled himself. And a person who will humble himself, man tawada'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. A person who will humble himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate him. Our illustrious guest of honor, Hazrat Shah, Walana Hakim Muhammad Mazhar Sahib Madzil Ali, gave a very, very beautiful example. And he said that dung, when the cow or the buffalo makes dung, then that in the sun it becomes dry. And the top portion becomes dry, the inner portion remains wet. The top portion said to itself that I will not change myself. I will remain as I am. And because of that, the result was the sun dried it up. Eventually, people used it as fuel for fire, like in poverty-stricken countries where they use it for fuel, as coal, etc. They use it to burn. So it was burnt, it was put into the fire and it became ash. And after becoming ash, one wind came, one breeze came and everything was blown away. There was no sign left of it. But that portion that said that I will change, and it humbled itself, it remained wet and changed itself, it got seeped into the ground, it became fertilizer. From that flowers grew. From that grain came up. From that people benefited. From that a tree grew which bore fruit, etc. So the person will humble himself. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that that person will initiate the salam. He is free from pride. These are a few teachings that I have learned from my illustrious and very, very noble Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madrasatul Ali. As I said, just as a postman, I'm delivering it to you. With the intention of addressing myself, that Allah put it in my life first of all, that I make amal on it, and thereafter everybody else. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillah.
Jazakum Allah khairan jazam sab for that. Inshallah we'll terminate this just with one more recitation of the Quran Sharif by the son of Hazrat Muhammad Rafiq Sahib, Hafiz Usama.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث صدق الله العظيم.